20th, National Hootie Hoo Day. If you go outside at noon, wave your hands over your head and chant Hootie Hoo, you will drive away winter. Or at the very least, your neighbors. Hootie Hoo! Hootie Hoo!
Well, it's a little bit late for Hootie Hoo, but
Cutty say can't hang.
WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
At 5 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Pushback from the White House that President Trump is weak on Russia.
He has been tougher on Russia in the first year than Obama was in 8 years combined. He's imposed sanctions. He's taken away properties. He's rebuilt our military. He has done a number of things to put pressure on Russia and to be tough on Russia.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Meanwhile, the Robert Mueller investigations issued more than a dozen indictments while accepting several guilty pleas in the election meddling probe. Wall Street begins a shortened week of trading in the red.
Stocks closing lower after the best week in 5 years. The Dow closing down 254 points. The S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Some of the Dow's biggest drags today: Walmart, Verizon, United Technologies, General Electric, and Merck.
Jerry Willis of the Fox Business Network on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Still on, it's still on.
I can't believe I'm still watching the Olympics. When will it end? I'd like real TV shows back. How many days can I watch the same thing? The skiing, the skating, and the curling.
I want new episodes of The Blacklist. No new shows till the Olympics are done. Flicking through the channels, oh boy, figure skating. Now it's only interesting when the skaters fall.
How many times can I see someone hurling down a mountain? I'm watching Netflix until the games are done.
And apparently a lot of people are doing that, watching Netflix or anything but the Olympics as the ratings continue to tank, the team's performance continues to suck. And I'm telling you right now, it's because they politicized it. And not just because... Let's put it this way. An athlete to perform well at anything, in my opinion, Dr. Jeff Pansley, correct me if I'm wrong, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to excel in any athletic endeavor, especially something that's at the peak of performance, like an Olympiad event, you got to be able to concentrate on what you're doing. You have to be body, soul, and brain completely into what you're doing. So when you open your mouth and you're blasting the president or making a racial issue out of it or whatever, and people are responding to you with contempt because you're representing America and your politics, really, this is not the place for that. All of them receive such bombastic feedback for the various things they did. All of them have failed, from Lindsey Vonn to this. They have had horrendous Olympics because they weren't concentrating on the skill they worked so hard to achieve and were, I think, led into this by people we may not know who said, hey, you got a chance here. President hates gay people. So come out and blast him and let him know that he's not your president. And that was a dumb thing to do. There's no evidence whatsoever that Trump has been a homophobe or anything else kind of a phobe and has been very inclusive in his business practices. This is all made up stuff. This is all stuff that miraculous. Nobody called him any of these things until he became president. And they do it with no evidence, and it's shameless, and it's sickening. And it's also getting quite old. And I think that's the reason, you know, there's still enough Americans around. We saw it when the Tea Party movement took off. There's still enough Americans around who have pride in the country,
yeah,
pride in the flag, think you should stand for the anthem. Because the anthem is what protects your right to protest what you think might be wrong. And a lot of blood and treasure has been shed for that privilege, that right. And it's rubbing people the wrong way, and they're just tuning out in droves. And they either NBC doesn't... Well, of course, NBC has brilliant people like Katie Couric saying, well, you know, the reason Holland is so good at figure skating is that the canals freeze and they skate to work. And another, the idiot, he was terminated from coverage. He said, well, you know, it's a well-known fact that Japan occupied Korea. Yes. No, it's a well-known fact that Japan murdered Koreans tortured Koreans, enslaved Koreans, and the Korea is not quite over that yet.
No. Most of Asia is not quite over what Japan did.
They won't, you know, if you call the Japan Sea, Korea will correct you. No, that's the East Sea. We don't call it the Japan Sea here. And I hope one day that they can move past that. But the whole point was that was such a patent. But that's the way they revise history. Well, it didn't really happen that way. You know, and before you know it, Belushi will be right and the Germans attacked Pearl Harbor. Because they were white supremacists or something. Who knows?
You ever listen to Merle Haggard?
I can't say that I have. I know of him, and I've read some stories about him.
Well, I like him. He, you know, he passed not that long ago. I was watching a clip the other night, and I immediately had the thought of the song. If you get a chance to listen to it, it's called Walking on the Fighting Side of Me. And he's talking about, and this was in an era when lots of other stuff was going on, but his basic statement was, you can dislike things going on in the country. You can dislike a lot of people. You can have lots of various opinions. But at the end of the day, love your country. Be willing to fight for it, even fighting for the people that you don't like. Be able to support your own country, even when you don't like what's happening.
Why are we allowing colleges to become incubators for leftist ideals? It's obvious they're churning them out because now you have a growing number of Joey's group. The Barney the Dinosaur generation.
Don't lump me in with those yahoos.
No, they want limitations on free speech. They don't seem to understand that free speech is somebody saying the most repugnant, disgusting, universally evil thing possible. They still have the right to say it. The most obvious example in my lifetime were the Nazis marching through Skokie, Illinois. And that became a big court battle. And ultimately, it was decided, first of all, the Nazis can march down Main Street in Skokie.
When was that?
This is in the late 60s, I believe. George Lincoln Rockwell, I believe, was the chief Nazi. And the mistake that was made is that some people turned out to protest, and it got a little ugly here and there. But the best thing that could have happened was to have them march in front of nobody.
Ignore them.
You just ignore
it. Absolutely, yeah.
When you buy in, when you engage, then you're just... Yeah. Giving them exactly what they want. Yeah. But that's the way it has to be. And it's astonishing how many people are just willing to toss that out the window. Dr. Jeff Pasley is our studio guest. Brant McDonald should be joining us shortly. We had our first off day on the markets in over a week. Eldon, sorry we didn't
get you earlier. How are you? No, I had to hang up. I had loggers on my place. They're cutting timber, so they stopped me. I'm sorry I hung up. No, I'm gonna tell everybody. I
need some wood,
sir.
Need some wood?
No, I got wood.
That was our former president asking.
Yeah, I'm selling wood.
Oh, okay.
not the same. I'm too old for that. Anyway. No, chiropractors, anybody out there listening, I've never met Dr. Jeff. Hey, y'all, I just want to say hey. But I use Tom Murphy in Montgomery. I have crawled in there and skipped out. I mean, literally, this Tom Murphy in Montgomery, and I'm sure Jeff is the same. Chiropractic is awesome.
It is.
It
and
really
Dr. Jeff
is.
Has worked on my personal body.
Oh, my.
My introduction to chiropractic came after I was introduced to the front end of a CTA bus at age 16.
Yes.
I know. You heard that story?
Well, yeah, you've been run over a lot.
Yeah,
sober.
I'm going, God, why is he still here? God put you where you are now.
I was telling all this to the nurse at my doctor's office today, and she's looking at me like, do I want to cross the street with you? And I said, yes, because I live. But I was in shock when it happened, and I wasn't supposed to be downtown, so I was trying to hide this from my mother. I woke up 3 days later in so much pain, I was screaming, I couldn't move, and I had to tell the truth. Right across the street from our house, that was Doc Mallon, not Doc Mallinson, God, I got him confused with Jeff Mallinson.
That's okay, it was a long time ago, buddy.
Well, he came over, put me in his car, took me to his office on a Saturday, and took x-rays, and my spine was like in an S shape.
Yeah.
So he taped me up and kind of mummified my torso, and in 3 weeks I was fine.
Well, I went one Sunday. I woke up and I couldn't walk. I literally crawled in and skipped out. It was like, oh my God. When your spine gets out, it's tough. It is tough. And your muscles are pulling, trying to pull your spine back in place. It's tough.
Another time I was riding my bike. I broke the handlebars off at the neck while I was trying to generate speed. I went sailing over the front end of the bike, landed after a summer midair somersault so hard, my right shoulder blade was in my ear. So we go straight to Doc across the street. He comes over. He popped it back into place and then taped it down. And 2 weeks later, I was playing golf after shoulder separation. And that's what happens. I mean, I literally could stick my shoulder blade in my ear.
Okay, write the book, damn it.
Yeah, I know. I got to tell all this crap.
Anyway, the other thing was Biggs yesterday. I'm glad you're better, but Joey and Briggs were awesome.
That's
yesterday.
What I heard. That's what I heard.
Oh, it was awesome.
I felt left out that I didn't get to be here because I've had a few good arrest stories to tell.
Well, my dad was a cop for 38 years and moved in the detective division. He was out of Selma, but my dad never talked about what he did. But, you know, Biggs was awesome. I was just riveted. So that was really, really awesome, too. So he's very entertaining, and he's very smart, and it was just cool listening to him and hearing stories.
Yeah, I asked him yesterday, Greg, what could you find out about me, Mr. Big, if, say, you subpoenaed my bank records and, like, the stuff? He's like, well, I can figure out who you spend your money on, where you buy your food, where you get your gas, you know, if you're paying any hookers. And I promptly told him I pay my hookers in cash.
I heard that. But he was an awesome guest. Greg, you got to get him on there. And Joey did
He's
great.
Already been invited back.
Yeah,
I know. I heard that. But Biggs carried the show, and it was really just awesome listening to him.
We're inviting Dr. Pasley to rejoin us again soon, too.
Oh, thank you.
When I'm not on steroids. I got to run, Eldon. You want to be a Bob Myers Big Shot?
Yeah. Well, I won it last year.
No, this year is a new year. Month and date of birth.
11/8.
You're in. Thanks. Rob?
Hey, guys. I am a patient of Dr. Jeff.
Hey, Rob.
I met him 3.5 years ago through your show, Greg, and he has got beat through 2 back surgeries and back active in the gym, and it's one of the best things that's happened to me since I came to Montgomery was meeting Dr. Jeff.
Good to hear from you, Rob.
Yes, sir. I need to come up there and see you soon.
I'll see you soon.
We appreciate the call and the recommendation. Rob, would you like to be a Bob Myers Big Shot?
Yes, sir. It is 9/16.
You are in. See, Doc Mallon, that was the name of the guy that fixed me with the shoulder separation of the bus. Here, he practices at Wetumpka, Doc Pershing. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to do a second back surgery on me, and I just was, after the first one worked out so horrendously, I mean, they took me out of here on a gurney with morphine dripping in. I didn't want to go through that again. And he was able to help me relieve the sciatica by doing a daily regimen that he prescribed, and I was very diligent, and it worked. One day I realized I hadn't walked the whole half mile around my block without stopping for the pain. And then came the day I had just met you, and I don't know what I did. I still don't know exactly, but I really begged, please see me today, and in one treatment.
And we assigned you, I think, some passive stretching to do as well. That was similar to what you had done before.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob, what he spoke to is something that a lot of people don't know about our profession, but the referral power that we have has very little limitations. So, you know, if you arrive in my office and it's really not for me to treat, or there's, as we call, a limitation of matter, meaning there's a disc extrusion or something that's so large or the symptoms are so bad that we really just don't want to treat it. I've aligned myself with doctors in this area that are really good at what they do, whether it's a surgeon or some other specialty. And I enjoy making a good referral to somebody that's not me as much as I enjoy treating a patient that is for me to treat. So,
give the number for Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
334-285-8483. Also, millbrookchiropractor.com. You can do your paperwork on there. Check us out and ask questions. We do a no-cost MRI review just like the television, people that advertise that way. It's like 5 or 10 minutes. If you've got an MRI that's current, you want to bring it in, I'll take a look at it and give you my opinion on what's going on.
All righty. And Brad McDonald's going to give his opinion on the markets in just a moment. It's 5:16. We've got weather and traffic, and that's it, and then we're right back.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think our string of near-record or above-record-breaking days will continue right on through the end of the week. For tonight, cloudy at times, patchy fog late tonight, risk of a shower, overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, I think we have a shot at the low 80s, and once again, that is record territory. Scattered showers becoming a little bit more numerous later in the day on Wednesday night into Thursday as a front approaches the area. I think we're back in the low 80s again on Thursday and Friday with a few showers possible and upper 70s on Saturday. Stay on top of weather changes all the time by downloading our free weather app with hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic and accident on 85 southbound, right around South Union Street. Not seeing a lot of backup from that. Could be that it's on the shoulder of the road. Be careful there. Watch out for that. Everything else looking fairly decent. There is an accident on Carter Hill Road, the 3300 block. So watch out for that one as well. Everything else looking fairly decent. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and you deserve answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It takes a lot to become a Winter Olympian. Strength, courage, determination, and many other things your sorry ass don't have. So I'll stop listing them. Instead, let's talk about pancakes. I love pancakes, especially with butter or syrup, but not jelly. That's for toast, fool. Visa, everywhere you want to be.
And now the gold medal for financial management goes to Brad McDonald, USA. How are you, sir?
Hey, man. I appreciate that. I've always wanted a gold medal.
So. I have a few, and they're not participation trophies. I have a few. It's nice to get a trophy or a medal or an acknowledgement. By the way, I'd like you to say hi to Dr. Jeff Pasley from Milberg Family Chiropractic. He's been our sidekick this afternoon.
Hey, Brent.
Hey, Doc. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks.
So,
good.
I see we had our first off day in over a week, and I wanted to ask, I read something that Walmart had negative earnings. Did it have anything to do with it?
Yeah, it had a whole lot to do with it. Walmart had an abysmal report. I mean, that stock was down 10% today, just Walmart. Yeah, biggest one-day decline for Walmart since 1988. Hmm. And it was pretty bad. And I think can you say Amazon.com?
Yeah.
You know, I mean Walmart. Yeah, they've had a tough time competing with Amazon. They thought they were getting some traction in their online effort, but it really was a significant underperformer. And they in the earnings call they announced that they're going to pour billions into their online presence. So we'll see if they can do that. But that had a, you know, Walmart's part of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and if you take that away, I don't think it was that bad of a day. I mean, I think what we were maybe down 100 points or something.
No, it wasn't bad.
Put Walmart back in it, and the Dow's down 250. So it was really a lot about Walmart. In fact, a lot of the consumer staple names were pretty negative for most of the day. That's what pulled us down on the Dow. It's also what pulled us down a little bit on the S&P. The NASDAQ, interestingly, really didn't have much of a negative move. Tech stocks were, generally speaking, in pretty good shape all day long. So In other words, I think the key takeaway is that this is not some continuation from what we saw a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is more of a fundamental situation
right.
as it related to Walmart in that sector. So
I asked you an intelligent question then, didn't I?
You did, man. You always do. You know that. You always do.
I've been a little bit under the weather. Okay. I'm improving,
but
slowly. Excuse me. Maybe I spoke too soon. what do you see coming? And I'll tell you one thing. Walmart lost me when they started carrying my favorite sweatpants. That probably took thousands off their bottom line right then and there. Bring back the Aldi sweatpants and those flip-flops with the strap over it, and I'll come back to Walmart.
I hear you.
You're the only financial planner on the planet that knows that. See, inside information.
There you go.
My wife calls those shower shoes.
No, Jeff.
Shout out to Rebecca. She calls them shower shoes.
I read science that said that when your feet can breathe, you think better and faster. When you're driving, when you're on the radio, that when your feet can breathe, it's better for your brain.
You're not focusing on all that mushy squishiness in your shoes, I guess.
And through this last year, I've been able to deduct all of my flip-flops as business expenses because I need them for work. To keep this razor-sharp mind of mine going.
Absolutely.
How do you see tomorrow shaping up, then, now that this piece of bad news came out today?
You know, I think it's still a market that's driven by fundamentals at the end of the day. I mean, you know, of course, and I've said this, and I really believe this, I think that this market for 2018 is going to be the year where you can't just buy the S&P 500, you can't just buy the Dow Jones. You have to really focus in on individual sectors and probably even individual securities, to tell you the truth, because there are certain sectors that are going to probably do better in the current situation or environment that we're in. For example, Wall Street's been widely concerned about this movement in yields, and the recent budget deal, the tax reform and all of that is dramatically widening the budget deficit. So you're going to see the U.S. government borrowing a lot more money than they have in years past. And yes, that's true, even under a Trump presidency. I hate saying that, but that's a simple fact. Our hope is that through the stimulus, the economy will get going, and, you know, in a couple of years, our tax receipts will be significantly higher. That's the hope. But
well, they were last month.
Yes, yes.
There was a surplus last month.
And we're gonna need to see that continue for Wall Street to want to kind of calm down and for yields to calm down as well. But here's where I'm going with this, and this is the key takeaway. I think generally speaking, the market is going to remain healthy. You just have to kind of know where to sort of look for potential opportunities. I mean, for example, In historical situations where you're in a rising rate environment, financials do much better. Industrial companies do much better than consumer staple names. Consumer discretionary names generally do much better in a growing economy where you've got consumers who have more discretionary income at their disposal. You know, think about things like, you know, people taking more cruises or buying that car or buying a boat or, you know, buying things that they don't need. Just because life for them is getting better, wages going up, you know, tax cuts, so their check is getting bigger because of that as well. So I think those are areas that we've been looking at. And as an economy begins to grow, you see other things like energy. The demand for energy begins to go up. The demand for raw materials goes up. So you know, you're seeing a little bit of a shift within the indexes as we speak, and I think that's where you really have to kind of focus. Even tech, you know, certain tech names will benefit from this because they're so vitally important to this new sort of infrastructure in terms of the way that business models are being created today. And so I'm still bullish. I think that we're going to probably have more volatility this year than we did last year. Heck, we've already had that, you know, in the first 6 weeks. But I don't really see that going away too much for the rest of the year, and particularly once we break through 3% on the 10-year and probably end up going to 3.25%. Before it's all said and done this year. But I don't think, again, I don't think that's going to be in the end, it's not going to prove too damaging to investment portfolios. I think we can make the transition and adjust to that. But just owning the indexes is going to be a little bit more difficult, you know, than it has been in the past, I think.
Brant, we appreciate the wisdom, and we invite those of you who have never had the chance to sit down with a financial planner and meet a team like the one Brant's put together at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, to do it. It's an empowering phone call to make to 387-0094 and talk about the goals you'd like to accomplish with the money you work so hard to make. Ask questions about the things you hear in the news so they can make sense out of it for you. You walk out of there a much wiser person, at the very, very least, and they're happy to take that time with you. Again, the number 387-0094, Brant McDonald, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. We will talk again tomorrow, my friend.
Look forward to it, guys. Hope you get better, Greg.
I'm working on it, believe me.
All right, take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I have been really, really fascinated with this story involving this kid, Hogg, who has gone to D.C., supposedly one of the Parkland students, to demand gun control. And what's interesting is that this crisis actor thing has popped up with this kid turning up not just on CNN, but he was in California August 17th. Where else do they have speaking at? This guy gets around, and his father is an FBI agent, and it makes you wonder what's really going on with this young man. But when we played that clip earlier, he sounded like Ralph Cramden being confronted by Alice. He couldn't get his line straight, so that's very, very weird. And I got to tell you, I was quite pissed. My empathy went flying out the window when the president invites those students into his office to hear what they have to say. And they say no. One student called him a piece of you-know-what. I mean, can you imagine if somebody declined into it? Of course, Obama didn't listen to anybody except George Soros. So he never invited anybody in to listen. He invited them in for a lecture from him. That's what he did for us for 8 years, Professor Obama. And accomplished what, I'm not sure. But according to the Inquirer, everybody laughed at Trump when he said, I'm being wiretapped, I'm being spied on. Here it is. It goes right to Obama and Hillary. All of it. Hopefully, these investigations of investigations will lead where it needs to go. In the meantime, CNN dumpster diving, looking for evidence of Russian trolls. They got tossed out.
It's the Russians.
It's always the... Well, look what came out today. Michael Moore...
Oh, yeah.
Participated in an anti-Trump rally organized by Russians.
He heard there was free food.
Yeah. So I said, arrest the FF. And you, if you don't understand what FF stands for, Joey will explain it at 272-9228 off the air. James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. God bless America. I have a question for you. Doctor still in?
He sure is.
Hey,
Doctor Jim Pasley.
I am now the proud owner of a little red, white, blue car. Got it today. My Social Security and such. Mm-hmm. And is chiropractic ever going to become something that Social Security, Medicaid will help with?
Medicare.
Medicare.
Yeah, Medicare covers chiropractic. It has for a long time.
Does it cover the full amount, or does it?
No, what they do categorically, they only cover adjusting of the spine, and so that means that first visits often, which is an exam visit, and any other ancillary procedures or any Anything other than adjusting is not covered, but adjusting is covered 80%. So the patient usually has a 20% copay. It's usually how that works. That's for standard plain Medicare. Then you have replacement and substitute type policies that companies put out that can be a little different. But my staff handles all of those kinds of questions. They know 10 times more about it than I do. My office manager is in Monday through Thursday in the mornings, 7 to 12. She could answer all that stuff in detail for you and actually give you much more information than I can.
This man's good. I'd give him a call.
Yep.
Okay, I just, someone had told me.
But those kinds of questions have to be addressed by people who are well-versed in those details, and we don't have that information here.
You know, people standing on the side of the street, not versed all that. But I have another question for you. Do you have any, my one takes effect now, but my two does not take effect until July.
I didn't understand the question.
A and B coverage, or A and B, whatever you call it, but
yeah.
My B does not take effect until July.
Yeah, I couldn't really answer that.
But anyway, but the chiropractor code would be under the B.
That's correct. Part B. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, anyway, you've done a wonderful job always. Good to hear y'all still on there. But anyway, thank you and have a wonderful day.
All right. Appreciate the call. 533 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Divorce is a gut punch in life. Men, and I want to go back to the article I brought up earlier, Our Boy's Broken. Get your opinions on that as well. In the meantime, the tax reform bill is actually going to impact divorces in terms of deductibility and so forth. It's more important than ever that if you are hit with a divorce action, even if it's so-called amicable, guys, you need two women who will represent you, and let them take care of all get into the pit and do all the dirty work for you. Because trust me, take it from one who has learned this the hard way. Stay as far away as you can. Turn over your situation to two women who are trained to be advocates for men in matters of divorce. That's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. They are so well qualified in this arena. Go to their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and read some of the testimonials. Again, even when it's amicable, you still have two human beings who are going in different directions, and you should walk away at least with what you put in. And when it comes down to matters of custody, the guy is not always the bad guy. He may be the better qualified parent, but society and some judges don't always see it that way. So you need two advocates who will take care of that end of it for you, so you can deal with the emotional impact and all the other parts of the change in this major life-changing event that go with it, and focus on that. So call them if you need help at 819-4810. Perhaps you know a guy who's just recently, this is the time of the year too, by the way, post-Valentine's Day is one of the biggest weeks for divorce filings there is. They can help. 819-4810. Dana and Jacqueline will also be spending some time with us in the studio. I don't know if it's tomorrow or a week from tomorrow, but they're going to come back and join us.
Awesome.
Because there are some new things in the tax reform law that affect alimony and so forth. And they know their stuff. That's Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, 819-4810 or divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's the name of that traffic guy we got?
Waka Waka.
Let's get a report.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are starting to see a little backup on 85 southbound from that accident at South Union. So be careful if you're coming through there. It's not real bad yet. Just kind of slow, so watch out for that. Everything else looking fairly decent. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway got some stop-and-go stuff, but nothing big. And the 31s are looking really good. Reinhardt Toyota understands your time is limited. That's why they're open on Sunday afternoons after church. Reinhardt Toyota, helping you get the car you deserve. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think our string of near-record or above-record-breaking days will continue right on through the end of the week. For tonight, cloudy at times, patchy fog late tonight, risk of a shower, overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, I think we have a shot at the low 80s, and once again, that is record territory. Scattered showers becoming a little bit more numerous later in the day on Wednesday night into Thursday as a front approaches the area. I think we're back in the low 80s again on Thursday and Friday with a few showers possible and upper 70s on Saturday. Stay on top of weather changes all the time by downloading our free weather app with hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's the gigantic steak sale from Star South Steaks. Going down now at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot. If you think Omaha steaks are too expensive, try this. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's right.
20 ribeye steaks for just $30.
Look for the big tent and the big truck at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot on Eastern Bypass.
Plus,
packed into that truck are cases of fillets, New York strips, T-bones, and marinated boneless skinless chicken breast. Buy the case, five-star steaks. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's $1.50 for a ribeye steak. Hurry by and get yours today before the truck is gone. 20 ribeyes for $30. Credit, debit, and EBT accepted. You won't pay the Omaha steak prices here. 20 ribeyes for $30 during this huge steak sale. Look for the big meat truck and the big top tent to get 20 ribeyes for just $30. Stock up now before they're gone at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael Road, just off I-85.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it. During Ram Truck Month, get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job bringing home $350 weekly, Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500, all rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers, don't combine.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, now located in Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road, right out there by Chappie's. And it's that time of year again. It's spring cleaning. Time to go through your drawers, see what you're tired of, see what you don't want anymore. Come trade it in for something new. Come walk away with a check, or let us remake it into something absolutely beautiful. Whatever it is, spring cleaning Marguerite's. Let us refurbish your jewelry. Let us repair your jewelry. Let us trade it in. Let us give you a check. Whatever you care for, come visit us at our new shop on Pepper Tree, right by Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Right now, the Home Depot has up to 35% off appliance special buys, including the Hoover Power Scrub Elite Carpet Cleaner for just $148. It's quick clean mode with heat force shortens drying time to less than 45 minutes. Now you can get professional cleaning power for your carpets without the professional cleaning bill. Save up to 35% off appliances now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through February 28th.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3. Like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here are the rules of Olympic curling. According to the World Curling Federation, it's called curling because when you toss a rock, it naturally curls. You spray water droplets on the sheet so there's friction between the stone and pebble. There are four players playing 10-ins, each consisting of each player throwing two stones down the sheet, alternating shots for a total of 16 stones. You must deliver the curling stone sliding out from the hack and release it before it reaches the front edge of the near hog line. And it must pass the far hog line or it's hogged unless it strikes a stone in place. Sometimes it results in a race takeout. Two players follow the stone to sweep its path if needed. Sweeping melts the ice and decreases the friction point in front of the rock to make a curler travel further. But if you touch the stone with your broom, that's called burning. The team closest to the button gets a point for each stone that's closer than the opponent's closest stone. Stones not in the house do not score unless it's a biter. The team with a hammer retains it if there's a blank end. But if you score with a hammer, you're stealing. And that's how you play Olympic curling. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. The first doping charge in this Olympiad has been on a Russian curler.
Come on.
I'm serious.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Was that necessary?
I don't know what it is.
It wasn't the brush guy, though. It was the guy that pushed it, right?
I still don't know how
you brush faster when you're blood doping?
I would think you could whisk your way through the ice a lot faster if you were, roided up on
get that fast something. Twitch muscle going.
Yeah.
I was doing a broom pantomime there.
I mean, I maintain that I think the biggest problem with our team are the big names who decided to get political, who got serious blowback from everyday Americans to say, sorry, not buying. And through social media, I've read some of it. There's no way these athletes are reading this stuff that are being said, these things that are being said about them, and it's not getting into their heads because Lindsey Vonn is happy. Gave it her best shot, but finished sixth when she was favored to win the gold.
Ooh.
And so many others who have underperformed or had accidents or fallen down during their performances because they're so busy honoring us with their political take on things that they're not paying attention to what they're over there to do in the first place. And the ratings have tanked on NBC. Then there's other tragedies. Melanie Griffith. Now, that's Melanie when I first saw her and thought, wow, she looks like Meg Ryan's cute twin sister, maybe.
Beautiful back then, yeah.
Now she's got to wear a fake nose.
Oh,
because
no.
Of Ben. Yes.
Oh.
Not a stick on.
Yep. Yep. It's just bad cosmetic surgeries destroying her face. She has to pack a pile of putty into the pothole where her nose used to be. But she can't hide the disastrous lips on her face. It's just...
Did you make that line up? I like that, though.
Thank you.
What if you just get the noses built into the glasses, it would be a lot more convenient.
You know, she's going to wind up wearing those Groucho things.
Yes.
You know, I had a partner for years in Miami who looked like the Groucho mask. So one Halloween, we gave away the Don Agony costumes. And it was the mask, the glasses with the nose and the mustache. And if you watch the Mama Told Me Not to Come video, you'll see somebody wearing those, and then you'll see him standing right next to him, and it's amazing, the resemblance. And we gave over 1,000 pairs of those away in one morning show. People driving by wanting to look like him. Murder. Burt Reynolds killed my hubby. We're a little bit behind on our tabloid stuff. And new evidence will put Robert Wagner behind bars, number two. Is going to be behind bars.
At 98 years old?
Well, assuming that it drags through court and stuff
so
like that.
What is it that you do, Mr. Number Two?
Yes. This is my wife, Oprah, and I'm Richie Cunningham. It's funny stuff. So where is that? I had that cut, didn't I?
Somewhere.
So Christopher Walken's been... eerily silent after all this.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything. It's kind of suspicious. We don't have a statement yet.
Well, and I'm sitting here thinking of number two lines from the Austin Powers movies, and it's not that funny, but it always makes me laugh hard. He goes, of course, factories that make miniatures of factories. when he's laying out what Vandalay Industries does.
Oh.
Volatile chemicals and, of course, factories that make miniatures of factories.
Here's that scene, if you ever need to find it and I'm not here.
Who does number two work for? Who does number two work for?
That's right, buddy. You show that turd who's boss.
My other favorite scene from that movie is when he jumps on the giant roller that's going at about a half a mile an hour, and there's a guard at least 100 feet away, and he can't move.
No! Stop! No!
That's the guy from Mad TV, Michael...
Michael McDonald. Yeah. Is this him?
No!
We were just looking at, again, the insanity. And I had a lot of shares on this story on Facebook today. San Francisco is spending $30 million to clean feces, needles, and other paraphernalia off the streets. Mm. And their solution, not to get rid of the tent cities and the people that are crapping in the streets and turning this place into a disease fest. They're handing out maps so that people know where to walk and they won't find their battaglias and they need, you know, up to the heel and poop from human beings. This is Nancy Pelosi's district. She got it today at some event where the response from somebody in the group she was talking said, how much are you worth? Now, we're not here to discuss. She was trashing the tax cuts, the crumbs, you know, because $1,000. You're a doctor. I'm sure $1,000 has value to you.
Yeah. Could she just sign her crumbs over to me? I'd be happy. I'll take Nancy's crumbs.
She's got enough crumbs to make a pretty damn big cake. Yeah. And here's another one. Mark Levin has been all over Brian Stelter on CNN. And that's a terrible image to consider, but Brian Stelter, every time I go to take a leak and I look down to make sure I'm aiming properly, I see him. I see him. You know, just look at that head.
So you're unimpressed?
Mary Costanza-like.
Well, I don't want to insult Costanza with that, but this guy is an absolute flaming lunatic. And he's the one questioning Trump's mental. Is he unbalanced? That's what Mark Levin wants to know. Let's see if there's a video clip that goes with this. Really, if you put... Hold on one sec.
Somebody unbalanced could be as hard a worker as Donald Trump.
Really?
This guy. You know, I just watching what's going on.
Well, let's not trash Obama. His workday sometimes started as early as 11 a.m.
Well, you know, when you get
multi-plane
past the 10th hole, it's, you know, that's a lot of work to get to 18.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how all of a sudden the media has found a president who golfs to be impressed? They were on him. I guess he went golfing over the weekend. And how could you do this after the Parkland trash? All of a sudden their outrage meter was pegged when they forgot that after one of their own. Who was the journalist that was beheaded?
Oh.
Pearl. Daniel Pearl.
Daniel Pearl, he made the announcement or said something about Daniel Pearl's beheading and then went out and played 18, you know.
So, for future presidents, we need a digital golf per day worked readout that we can look at so we know how much work is actually happening.
I have a feeling that Trump works...
Oh, yeah.
Continuously, even when he's playing golf.
He's probably annoying he works so much. His staff is probably annoyed at how often he calls them.
He's one of those.
Yeah,
he's one of those. You know, if you want time off, go get a 9-to-5 job. and he's not afraid to make changes in that regard. Justice Ginsburg thinks colleges handle sexual misconduct allegations unfairly. And she's... making sense in this case because she's concerned that so much of this has become a you're guilty upon allegation kind of thing. And that article in the Me Too movement that Stick Shift Annie sent us today addresses that as well. That's on American Thinker. I'm going to go ahead and post this.
You realize how much she favors George Burns.
She actually also looks like the guy with the Groucho mask.
Yes.
It's funny, whenever she has to show up at something... She looks... You know who she reminds me of? Have you seen the movie Psycho?
Oh, yeah.
Hitchcock? Yeah. She looks like the woman in the chair when it turns around. She does. She's just not dead yet. That's the only thing. I think her body's dead. They just haven't notified her brain. But she looks an awful lot like... In fact, I did a Facebook... Now, today they take it down because you're not allowed to hurt anybody's feelings on Facebook anymore.
Right, right.
Somebody will report you and you'll be in Facebook jail. That'll teach you a lesson. But there's always, you know, a response from one woman to the other. Me too. Yeah. Should there not be sexual harassment and stuff, but it's getting to the point now where guys are going to be afraid to have a casual encounter. What's supposed, you know?
Well, I'll pick up the slack.
Yeah, just keep some paperwork with you. It's not a big deal.
39%. 39% of marriages occur through some type of work-connected meeting. Mm-hmm. And how is that going? You know, especially in an office, there's a lot of people. There's a chance you might find somebody to your liking. You look into a little bit. They're not married or dating anybody seriously, you know. So how do you ask them out without finding yourself sitting in the HR office, you know, getting a cross-examination?
There'll be an app for that soon.
Yeah, there may have to be. You may have to register somewhere. Who knows? It's just, it's all out of control. It's all crazy. Please don't leave it at 73 when I come in tomorrow.
Okay.
I have two requests. Leave the air on.
I'm going to have to bring a coat then.
I'm hot.
I know. And you, and then when you get it to your liking, I'm cold. I feel like Mr. Bigglesworth.
And then this morning I came in and George Norrie had our meters pegged. This thing was up to like here.
Oh, crap.
And he's hard to handle on regular volume. Just the small, small little things. Otherwise, I heard great things about you and Big Jess today.
Yeah, it was fun.
You know, was, just to give you an idea how weird yesterday was, after I got back from the clinic, it sounds like I went for a VD shot or something. I slept from 11 to 1:30.
Man.
I said, no, I was going to be off. So she wakes me. You got to get up. You got to be on. I said, no, I'm taking the afternoon off. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I slept again from about 3:15 to 5:15, and then my regular sleep last night. But I feel a lot better today, thanks to modern medicine. Yeah. One last word with you, Dr. Jeff Pasley from Millbrook Family Chiropractic. And yes, you're invited back. I had a work with a guy in Florida. Great guy. A lot of fun. Who was studying the effect of chiropractic on things like head colds and stuff. What are some of the surprises in your profession, things that people may not think can be helped with chiropractic treatment, but in fact can be effective?
Right. Some of the most commons are probably asthma, as you have a limited number of options to affect asthma, and the evidence is anecdotal for what we do, as in you really, as far as understanding the mechanism of how it helps, not altogether sure, but what we do does affect the sympathetic nervous system, which, it, you know, without going into boring details, affects dilation and constriction of various vascular structures, bronchioles, and such. And so some choose to use what we do as a stopgap for asthma problems, especially if they're looking to lower dosage or frequency of use of an inhaler or something like that because of side effects. And some people don't tolerate, I mean, you name the med, and some people don't tolerate them, so they try to find other options. That's one that's very common. The most common other conditions that I hear, I have gastrointestinal conditions, people who have trouble with constipation. I probably heard that three times in the last month or two where somebody says, hey, it's kind of, they get quiet when they discuss this. Say,
well,
every time I come here, I have a poop afterwards. I'm like, well, okay, good, super.
Nice.
I'm going to record that.
I was in the hospital. I was in the hospital. It was after a car wreck in 1983, on July 6, 1983, for x-rays relative to this wreck. And I went down, and they took the pictures, and I asked the technician, what do you see? And he said, you're full of... And I said,
right.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
And he said, no, take a look. And he showed me my entire thing was backed up.
Yeah, so gas looks black on x-ray, okay? So the most common question you get when you pull up films of the lumbar spine or pelvis to explain is, I always review films. If I send you for imaging, we're going to review it together, and you're going to understand what you were treated for and what it looks like right now. And that's always the question. They see it, and the first thing they're thinking is, it's a mass. It's some sort of growing thing. And I look at them really serious, and I get quiet for a second. Sometimes I'll lower my glasses and tell them, it's a toot waiting to happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that dramatic touch. Yes. Dr. Jeff Pasley, Millbrook Family Chiropractic. The number again, sir?
334-285-8483.
Highly recommend this man, and we'll look forward to your next appearance on the show. Before we get our final look at the roads, Quick reminder, we are brought to you in part by Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I wish they had control of our system here. Well, we wouldn't have this issue. A Clark's Club membership is your best hedge against having to spend thousands of dollars to replace that system, which should last 30 years. Number one reason those things fail and people get whacked with that big expense, no maintenance, consumer negligence. Clark's will make sure that doesn't happen to you. So get on board and call Clark's at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com and get yourself a membership. Get the two annual tune-ups, lower your electric costs, and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with besting with the work. Working with the best HVAC technicians on the planet. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, you better call Clark's. They're so cool, they're hot. That's right, and I just made that up. 272-2020. Also have the best plumbers, too. Alabama certification number 99004.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Good news on 85 southbound. That accident has been cleared. Traffic moving through there to normal pace now. 65 and 85, both speed limit rides. Little stop and go stuff around the boulevard. Nothing major. Don't see anything on the 31s this evening. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop at Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I try, and I try, and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere, except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
It's been said, we can judge the heart of a man by his treatment of animals. In 2017, the River Region Humane Societies served more than 15,000 homeless pets. Please join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Pet Palace Hotels and Lewis Lawn Equipment, to collect badly needed supplies to benefit the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. Drop-off items such as blankets, rubber toys, cleaning supplies, and dry or canned pet food to one of our sponsors. Help make a difference in the life of a needy pet by giving to the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies with Paw It Forward. Our station website has more information. Paw It Forward, from Pet Palace Hotels, Lewis Lawn Equipment, and Blue Water Broadcast.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Spring is about to be sprung on us.
Yes, right there, Bubba. You know, we've got all kinds of great new ideas.